We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, Monday morning, March 8th. Thank you for joining us here on WWL, highs of 71 today, and looking ahead down the road on Saturday night, daylight saving time returns, so you're going to set your clock ahead an hour. But we'll keep reminding you of that. We're going to talk about LSU now and the mess that's going on there with Glenn Gilbo, who covers LSU for the USA Today Network. Hey, Glenn, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I see a headline here. LSU routinely mishandled sexual misconduct claims against football players, report finds. That's in the Washington Post. That's not good. And one thing that I find very disappointing about this is I always thought that Les Miles was, okay, he's a goofball, doesn't carry himself very well with the media, but at least he's a nice guy. He's a decent guy, family man, etc. And I don't want to get sued here, so I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying from what I read, it would make you wonder about that.
Right. I mean, he legitimately could have been fired for sexual harassment in 2013, according to the Hush Blackwell firm. That was one of their conclusions and one of the statements that Scott Schneider, their lead attorney and partner, who's actually from New Orleans, he went to Rummel, that's what he concluded, and he agreed with what Joe Oliva wanted to do in 2013 after reprimanding Les and having him stay away from female workers and stop texting him. Apparently, Les kept doing that, and Joe Oliva moved to, you know, said that he should be fired, and the board overruled him. But, you know, Hush Blackwell, this investigation team, they said that that should have happened in 2013, and it could have changed things since as far as, you know, the awareness of the school and how it reports things to Title IX and handles sexual accusations, which is, you know, the major problem why they were investigated.
And that's a Washington firm that LSU brought in, correct, to conduct an audit?
Kansas City firm that that LSU brought in, Hush Blackwell, yes.
So if you can, Glenn, some of the things that they found for people that haven't been following it too closely, they know of it, but they don't know about it?
Well, basically, LSU did not handle sexual accusations correctly. Everything went through the athletic department. Miriam Seeger, who was suspended Friday, was basically the choke gap, in Mr. Schneider's words. She decided what football players' cases got to the Title IX office, which is completely wrong, and they've since changed that, and that was what got Baylor into such trouble, because the athletic department and the football coach had their hands in, you know, what cases got looked at. You know, it's an obvious conflict of interest. And Virge Ausberry, a number two man at LSU, deputy athletic director, he was suspended for 30 days because he didn't properly report Drake Davis, former LSU wide receiver, allegedly beating his girlfriend multiple times. Virge did not properly report that and kind of kept that quiet. So that's why he was suspended. And they, one of the things they're going to do is have a more prominent Title IX office at LSU where these reports go to first, and Seeger and Ausberry and the athletic department is not going to have anything to do with it.
Take a break. We'll pick it up here. When we come back, we're talking to Glenn Gilbo, who covers LSU for the USA Today Network. LSU woefully inadequate when it comes to handling sexual misconduct allegations against not just the players, but Coach Les Miles as well. That would be accurate, would it not, Glenn?
Oh, no question. But at least LSU reprimanded Les Miles in 2013 by Joe Oliva and tried to change his behavior. At least they tried. They did nothing, virtually nothing, with Darius Geis.
And I will talk about we'll talk about that when we come back. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. Before 6 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Glenn Gilbo, who covers LSU for the USA Today Network. I always think that people are innocent until proven guilty, and in this case, I believe he's guilty of insubordination, inappropriate behavior, putting the university, athletic department, and football program at great risk. Joe Oliva, that's an email he sent to the president of LSU saying, I think we have cause. And Glenn, first of all, why didn't they fire Les Miles at that point? And secondly, I would have to believe that that kind of sets the tone for the way you're going to deal with any kind of sexual harassment complaints.
Well, Les was 34-6 at the time as LSU's football coach. That was over the previous three seasons, 10, 11, and 12, and he was very popular. The board blocked Joe Oliva's wishes there. That's probably why he didn't get fired. But at least he was reprimanded, but you know, it doesn't seem like he really changed his behavior much, because Oliva kept trying to do that, remove Les. And then a few years later, you know, he started losing on the football field, so he was fired. But the reprimand and the charges against or the accusations against Les were never made public until just recently.
So when it comes to Darius Geis, was there a police report filed in this? And if that's the case, how could the LSU administration ignore it?
Well, on college campuses, a lot of times they don't want you to go to the police. They want you to go to the LSU police and through the campus. And schools that handle those things much better than LSU does, you know, they try to solve it themselves. But that didn't happen at LSU, because the Geis's accusations were kept quiet. I mean, I'll quote to you from the Geis, from the Hush Blackwell report: despite at least four reports of sexual misconduct during his short term at LSU, he was never put through the university's disciplinary process. There are also no records that he was ever notified of these reports, or that the university even intervened to provide him some targeted training. That's what I was saying. I mean, they tried to get Les Miles talk to, you know, attorneys, and they reprimanded him. They did nothing to Geis, you know, likely because he was a star football player.
Yep. Has any discipline been handed out? There's so many questions about discipline, Glenn. LSU, what kind of penalty they could be looking at from the NCAA? Has the culture changed at LSU? I know there was some discipline, some suspensions you talked about earlier. Is anybody going to get fired over this?
You know, I don't think so. I think we would have found that out on Friday when they suspended Burge Ausberry and Miriam Seeger. You know, Joe Oliva's gone. He put Miriam Seeger in the incorrect position as the block between the football program and the Title IX office. But he's gone. The previous president's gone. Other people in the athletic department are gone. So I would not think so. I was surprised that the tennis coaches were not suspended or fired, because one of their players was being allegedly beaten by Drake Davis, the former LSU wide receiver, and they really didn't do a lot to protect her. But now this is separate than the NCAA investigations. This is more of a legal investigation. It could be some civil lawsuits from this, but this is separate from NCAA. This is a Title IX and a university-wide issue, not the athletic department and NCAA violations, which really are less than this.
Where does that investigation stand with the NCAA? Is it ongoing?
Which one?
They
got a football investigation and a basketball investigation.
Specifically talking about football.
Well, the football investigation is not as serious as basketball, but it could be if they lump them together. As of now, the NCAA's keeping them separate. It looks like the basketball program could really get punished seriously. The football, it's more minor
infractions. Gotcha, Glenn. Thank you. I appreciate the time. We're going to talk about the stimulus bill when we come back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.